Turn your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 8. Or chapter 8, verse 12. You know what I mean. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged Him. "Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I come from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am the one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked Him, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know Me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew Me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple area near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized Him, because His time had not yet come. Once more, Jesus said, "You will look for Me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will He kill Himself? Is that why He says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But He continued, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of the world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be, you will indeed die in your sins." "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been claiming all along," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but He who sent Me is reliable. And what I have heard from Him, I tell the world." They did not understand what He was telling them about the Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am. And that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent Me is with Me. He has not left Me alone, for I always do what pleases Him." Even as He spoke, many put their faith in Him. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that You did indeed send Your Son Jesus so that we could put our faith in You and be saved. Now, Lord, let Your Holy Spirit open up these Scriptures to our minds, and might we praise Your name. In that name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Jesus was sent by the Father. He says He was. Jesus was not coming of His own volition. He wasn't doing what it was He wanted to do. He just wasn't taking a holiday. He was going where He was sent by His Father. And it was important that He do so because otherwise the people were going to die in their sins. Notice that He says, die in their sins, not of their sins. They weren't going to die because they were living a sinful lifestyle. But that without Him, without faith in Him, they would die in their sins. That means that their sin would still be upon them. And Jesus said, "You can't follow Me where I'm going to go." Why couldn't we follow? Because where was He going? He was going to go into the very presence of God. And that which isn't holy can't go there. And until Jesus was indeed lifted up on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, and that His blood was shed so that you and I could be forgiven, and until we believed on that, we couldn't follow Him. It wasn't possible. "You can't go where I'm going." And you certainly won't be able to ever follow unless you believe on me. Jesus says in chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. That's it. It's the end of the story. To get to Jesus requires going through the Son. Or get to the Father requires going through Jesus, the Son. And then if you know the Son, you do indeed know the Father. If you know me, to a certain extent, you do know my Father. My earthly Father, for example. I have mannerisms, which my wife will well attest to, my father has. And she'll say, that's just like your father. So if you know me, you know him. Well, if we know Jesus, we know his father. Now, yes, we can say, he's our father too, yes, but he's our father by adoption. And how do we get that adoption? By believing on Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It's then that the Holy Spirit comes and seals us. And the blood of Christ washes us clean so that we are covered with the righteousness of Christ and thereby can enter into the very presence of God. It was the Father who sent him. Jesus was sent by the Father because the Father loves you and I. What about Jesus? Didn't he love him? Yes, he did. But the amazing thing is that when God sent Jesus the Son, the Father came also. If you know the Son, you do indeed know the Father. And Jesus was sent by the Father. We need to give Him thanks and praise for being our Father, who was willing to sacrifice on your and my behalf. We're going to sing a couple of songs here at the end. We're just not going to sing the one. We're going to add Standing on Holy Ground and maybe another one. We'll see. See where we go. But I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And I'm going to do Standing on Holy Ground. I don't know if we got the words or not, but we're just going to fake it otherwise.